This story is brought to you by the Alliance Kiwanis Club. The Louds Move In by Carolyn Crimmy. Things had always been quiet on Earmuffle Avenue. The quiet neighbors stayed in their quiet homes, doing quiet things. No one even spoke to each other. Then one day, the Loud family moved in, and everything changed. The Loud family walked loud, stomp, stompity, stomp. They ate loud, chomp, chompity, chomp. But mostly they talked loud. "Stop putting the oatmeal in the baby's hair," Ma Loud yelled. "Where's my clean underwear, for Pete's sake?" Pa Loud bellowed. "The baby's eating out of the garbage," Barney Loud shouted. "Wah!" Baby Loud cried. On one side of the Loud family lived Miss Shushermush. She didn't like anything loud. She had one quiet fish and wore silent slippers. "Care to join us for dinner?" shouted Pa Loud as he bang, bangity, banged his pots and pans. "Not tonight," whispered Miss Shushermush. She went inside to eat a quiet meal of leftover mashed potatoes. On the other side of the Loud family lived Mr. Pitter-Patter. He collected china figurines and was not fond of loud bashing and crashing.
"Want to play catch with me?"
called Barney Loud as he thumpity-thumped his ball against the garage.
"Not right now," sniffed Mr. Pitter-Patter.
He hurried inside to dust his china. Behind the Loud family lived Miss Meekerton. She collected pincushions. It was a very quiet hobby.
"Would you like some snapdragons?" hollered Ma Loud as she clack-clackety-clacked her gardening clippers.
No, thank you," said Miss Meekerton.
She tiptoed inside to count her new pincushions. At night, the Louds had parties where everyone told loud jokes and laughed, ha-ha-ha, and danced, cha-cha-cha, and sang la la la. Everyone, that is, except for the neighbors, who never accepted the Louds' invitations. Miss Shushermush tried telling the Louds to quiet down. "Please lower your voices," she whispered.
"What did you say? Where's the remote, for Pete's sake?"
"The baby's eating baked beans.
Mr. Pitter-Patter tried calling them on the phone to ask them to be quiet.
"Will someone please answer the phone? Who took the remote, for Pete's sake?"
"The baby's eating the cat's food. Wah!"
Miss Meekerton left them a note in their mailbox. "Please try to be quieter," the note said.
"Where did this note come from? Who wrote the remote, for Pete's sake?"
"The baby's eating an earthworm. Wah!"
After weeks and weeks of this, the neighbors met for the first time ever to discuss the Louds.
"They're upsetting my fish," complained Miss Shushermush. "My china is always shaking," said Mr. Pitter-Patter.
"They're disturbing the plants," said Miss Meekerton.
"We'll just have to tell them to be quiet or leave." They stormed over to the Louds and tapped quietly on the door. No one answered. They all put their ears to the door, but they couldn't hear a thing.
"It's awfully quiet in there," said Mr. Pitter-Patter.
"Suspiciously quiet," said Miss Meekerton. "Perhaps they'd gotten the hint after all," said Miss Shushermush. They gave each other quiet high fives. A week passed. Each day, Miss Shushermush listened for the Louds. but she couldn't hear a peep. "This is what I call quiet," she said. Her fish looked bored, so she turned on the television. Mr. Pitter-Patter dusted his china figurines. He listened for the louds, but all was quiet. He bit his thumbnail and frowned. "Not one single sound," he said. He turned on the vacuum cleaner, just to have some noise. Miss Meekerton rearranged her pincushion display. "Kind of spooky how quiet it is," she said. She could even hear her pins drop. She turned on the radio so she wouldn't have to listen to them dropping all the time. Another week passed, and still no sounds from the louds. "It was nice of them to invite me to dinner," Miss Cheshire Mouse thought. She told jokes, he, to her goldfish. "I should have played catch with Barney," thought Mr. Pitter-Patter. "He was just being friendly." He danced cha-cha-cha while he ran the vacuum cleaner. "It was nice of her to offer me her flowers," Miss Meekerton thought. She sang la-la-la along with the radio. Just when everything was too quiet for Miss Shushamush, Mr. Pitter-Patter, and Mr. Meekerton, a rumbling, rumbling car turned into the block. Slam, slamity, slam went the loud's car doors. "Who's got the keys?" "I need help with the luggage, for Pete's sake." "The baby has a dirty diaper." "Wah!" "The Louds are back," shouted the neighbors as they ran outside. The Louds ordered in pizza and invited everyone over for dinner. Then they told the neighbors all about their vacation and how they had watched loud fireworks and won a hog calling contest at the county fair. Miss Shushermush twittered and tittered. Tee-hee-hee! Mr. Pitter-Patter chewed his pizza. Chomp, chompity, chomp. Miss Meekerton clattered her dishes. Clank, clankety, clank. At the end of the meal, they all leaned back in their chairs and let out one very loud burp. The end.